The pros and cons of DBS are as follows. I've just done the school run. It's now 10 to 10. I've just got back. I've done the dishes. I've done a few other jobs. I'm dressed. I'm up before school. Took my kids to school in a taxi. But hopefully it'll be in my car in a few more weeks' time when I get my license back. I hope. That's number two. Last meds. I've halved medication. And even that is being reduced somewhat because I don't take Entecapone anymore. Therefore, I have no more yellow pee. Weight gain, as you can see. When you've got Parkinson's and you've been struggling with dyskinesia like I did for six years, I've lost about 3 stone in total. All the way down to just under 10 stone, which is absolutely ridiculous. But I now weigh 11 stone, so yay, stretch. More on time. Come on. I'm going to do it. That, whatever. Better sleep. Just sleep. I don't wake up symptomatic anymore. I used to wake up like a vampire like that. Because my hands were so stiff and cold. I would wake up and have to struggle to the toilet. Now I wake up in the morning, about 7 a.m, 6, 7 a.m, depending on when the kids wake me up. I wake myself up. I don't have to medicate straight away. And I do need to medicate, but but it's not the first thing on my mind anymore. There's so many things that it does. It's the small things, you see. Eat when I like. I can eat when I like. Not all the time, just some of the time. When I used to eat with Parkinson's, I used to have to take meds before, halfway through a big meal, and then hope for the best after that, unless it was that bad. Whereas now, I can eat what I want, when I want. Which is pretty good, because I can just adjust my stimulation. I'll come to that in a minute. Control. I feel more like me. It takes you back. I'm not going to say how much, but it takes you back. It takes you back. This is my DBS stimulator. I have a battery here.
See that lump there?
It's kind of there like that. Thread the way back there. Come on. That's the battery in my chest. That's the battery on this device here. So, no party tricks today. Why would I want to switch it off for? I was switched off for 8 years. I'm not going to switch it off. Yeah, that's my stimulation device. This is a Boston Scientific one, but there's other ones like Medtronic and another brand in America. There you go. Left side. Right side. And I have a little window to play with. That's gone up to 3 now, that side. So I have like a small window of amplitude to play with. To give me the best results, and if I need to adjust it. So rather than take more medication, even though I'm a little bit slurry, slightly slurry, but you probably can't even tell, but my hands are still straight, steady. It's just me managing that, really. So, but when was the last time you could say, without DBS, you could control your Parkinson's somewhat? Now, I'm not controlling the Parkinson's, I'm controlling the symptoms, the relief from the symptoms. This is no cure. Disclaimer, DBS is no cure. But it's most certainly a way to manage your symptoms better. I'm joking, not for that. Very important to me, that. The cons. I'm going to do this quickly. Test assessments. If you watched the episode where I talked about my DBS beforehand, the build-up to it. But tests, psychological tests, assessments, blood tests, MRIs, all that business. Dopamine challenge. Look it up, you can see it in this episode here, put a link above there. Not easy. But it's, in my opinion, well worth it. But it takes time like anything else, so don't expect it to happen overnight. No guarantees. Now, like any surgery, you sign a contract, a permission. It's dangerous surgery. There's a small risk of any sort of complication. Evasive surgery, it is evasive. My hair's looking right today, but it could look shorter, more tidy, but that's because I've had evasive surgery and I can't have it cut. I can't cut it because there's now some nice scars here under there. It's risky business. Yes, it's risky business. No guarantees. Hospital. Have you been in hospital before? It's not fun. Never is. Never is fun. But you become a patient. You self-medicate or you don't self-medicate. But you lose control, basically. That's hospital. I'm not gonna polish that one. It's hospital. You lose control. You're not in control, pretty much. Like anything, when you sign over, when you get on a plane, you're not in control. You're at the mercy of the pilot. This is the same thing, you know. When you're in hospital, you have to ask. You have to be proactive. Don't become a patient. Don't become impatient. Don't be rude. But you have to become a patient. That is fact. You're in no control whatsoever. If you think you are, you're fooling yourself because you're not. You're at the mercy of the nurses and the doctors and the surgeons. Because they're good at the job, they care, but still. I've said it. No going back. Now, this is in my head, permanently. No one's going to take this out, hopefully. I don't want anybody to take it out. Mine. But, you know, there's no going back. It might not have worked. Sadly, there are some people it doesn't work well for. There's some people it might not work a long time for. But this is a 20-year battery. I'm hoping it lasts me at least a good half of that, at least. Follow-ups. Yes, there's follow-ups. You're going to go back to the hospital, get it checked. You have to be good. You can't lie. You can't keep taking entacapone. You can't keep taking all the medication you've taken before because you miss it or you don't get as much whatever from it. Relief. You can't do it. This is almost like a dopamine agonist, but without the agonist, without the side effects of the drug. This stimulates that direct area where that dopamine agonist is trying to stimulate through medication or medication. Better than dopamine agonists. It is better.
Better.
And that's it. I'm no representative of Medtronic or Boston Scientific, or you might want to call them. It's just me offering my best advice possible to you, how I found it. It's not all fun. You worry for weeks before, months before, you worry for weeks afterwards about infections and all the other stuff, but generally, it's okay. I've got a head of hair. I'm lucky like that. You can't even tell I've had it done pretty much. But it is there. I can feel it in there. I can feel them in things in my head at the start, but you don't feel them after that. I can't feel anything in my head. All I can feel is the scars, so don't worry about that. Would I advise you to have it done? I can't say, can I? That's not fair. But I will say this. It's been the best treatment, the best management of my symptoms since I first took that levodopa tablet in 2011. This is more reliable. I'm on time. I can be on time. I can get dressed when I want to. I can eat when I want to. I can have fun when I want to. Bye.